It's Tuesday, the 14th of April, and we welcome you again to our daily devotional. We pray that God is blessing you in your home and that the Lord's encouraging you. Some great words today from the book of Ephesians, Paul's great letter to the church at Ephesus, reading from the first chapter, Ephesians 1 and verse number 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. What wonderful words we have here in verse number 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace. I just want to speak for a little while today about the glory of his grace. Grace is a wonderful word. Just thinking yesterday, if somebody was to ask me, what's your favourite word in the English language? I think the word grace would certainly be in the top five. It's a wonderful, wonderful word, grace. It just means unmerited favour. Grace is not a reward. Grace is something that God gives us freely. Grace is God's unmerited, unearned favour. Whenever God blesses us in ways that we could never imagine and certainly do not deserve. Somebody defined grace by way of an acrostic, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. And the New Testament is all about the grace of God. The grace of God runs like a scarlet thread from Genesis to Revelation. God is described as being the God of all grace. John Newton could say, amazing grace. And the grace of God is an amazing, wonderful thing. Here Paul the Apostle in Ephesians 1 talks about the glory of his grace. And that word grace comes up many times in the book of Ephesians. Grace. God's unmerited favour. Here in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, and also verse 6, Paul tells us the reason why we are saved. We have been saved that we might show forth the glory of his grace. We are living, as you know, in strange days, unprecedented days, days we have not chosen for ourselves, but they are days that we can experience much of God's grace. Listen to those words in Ephesians 1 again, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Let me just say a few things very simply about the grace of God. It is the grace of God that saves us. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace are ye saved through faith. We are saved because of God's grace. Because of God's unmerited favour, he has pardoned all of our transgressions, cancelled out all of our sins. It's the grace of God that brought the Saviour into the world. The grace of God has appeared to all men in the person of Jesus Christ. It's the grace of God that brings us to the cross. It's the grace of God that brings us to our knees. It's the grace of God that pardons all of our sins. Is it any wonder that Paul spoke about praising God for the glory of his grace? Grace saves. Grace sanctifies. Sanctification is God's great work in us, whereby he enables us to die more and more and more unto sin and to live more and more and more unto righteousness. And it's the grace of God that sanctifies us. The grace of God that changes us. We used to sing a little chorus as children, little by little, every day, little by little, in every way, Jesus is changing me. Since I made a turnabout face, I've been growing in his grace. Jesus is changing me. The Lord Jesus Christ changes people by his grace and by his power. God's grace saves. God's grace sanctifies. God's grace satisfies. There's something about the grace of God that is able to satisfy the hungry soul. We are all born into this world of ours with a sense of need and a sense of hunger. And yet whenever a person tastes of the grace of God, God gives them something that satisfies that hunger and quenches that thirst. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Whenever a man reaches the end of himself, he reaches the beginning of God, and the grace of God steps in, and the grace of God saves and sanctifies and satisfies. But the grace of God also supplies. Paul said, "My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And again, it's the grace of God that meets us at the point of need. We have all got great needs today, but the grace of God and the God of grace is able to meet us at the very point of need. The grace of God also sustains. Grace has led me safe thus far. Grace will lead me home. Paul, the apostle, having a thorn in his flesh, rightly and understandably prayed that the Lord would remove that thorn from him. But God didn't answer his prayer in the way that he expected. Rather, God said, "Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness." God's grace is able to supply our needs. God's grace is able to sustain us, able to strengthen us, satisfy us, sanctify us, and save us. What is your need today? God's grace is able to meet that need. The God of all grace. Let's praise the Lord today for the glory of his wonderful, matchless grace. God bless you, and hopefully we'll see you again tomorrow, 3 o'clock.